right. Nothing else. Final praise. Ron Darn's good attitude and very good worker for the past 3 weeks. We praise him highly for that. And we'll reward you all you are praised. Let's stand up, please. Tell your neighbor, three miracles. There have been plenty of them.
They found one, where that be, two of them, in the trash. Now, these steel packs are for your protection. If you get a cut or a tourniquet or something on in those, to be able to help you out, supervisors. So I want an accounting of every one of those so I'll know who lost their packs in the trash. And we'll take care of that in our department. We don't take care of that. And then we'll feed you to the people next rally. Tomorrow, the junior high will work in agriculture from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. They'll be with their teachers. Will harvest young cutlass beans. They should wear boots if they have them. In the past, the junior high school has rendered valuable assistance in agriculture. They have proven themselves to be hard workers in the field and a real credit to Dad and socialism. We're looking forward to seeing them in the same good work out there tomorrow. And I'm sure that the family is looking forward to having some of those good cutlass bean patties from the young cutlass beans that they will be harvesting. The teachers will be with their students, should meet Gene Shaken at the dining room tent, and they will all go together out to the field. Also, I'd like to report 3 weeks projection, and we would like to have everybody's cooperation in this if we asked you to do things, and some of you people will be called on to fill in for some of the younger, more energetic folk that we have here, and so we'll be asking maybe you seniors that we see and try to get you involved. Here's the schedule. And also, before I say that, I never had a chance to say it to our crews, but don't come and tell me that we've got a field harvested if you said we just harvested the potatoes for that day. Because I have to arrange tractor time or cat time in the field and for plowing and to get it ready for our new crop. And so somebody told me after we had those 700 pounds of sweet potatoes harvested that we'd harvested the fields, or they'd harvested it all. Anyhow, I got the message out of it. The field was cleared, and there's a lot more sweet potatoes out there to be harvested, so I don't want that mistake. But here's a three-week projection. In other words, if you harvest that day, let us know whether it's still in the field so we won't arrange tractor time in there. It's a 10-acre field. I know. I found that out. We're going out there and harvest potatoes in the same field tomorrow. But listen to this. I brought this up. You'll hear it. Three-week projection, field six. Harvest sweet potatoes and plow and plant beans, 10 acres, for black-eyed peas and beans, all of that's going in there. So I've only got one harvest out of there, so as Charlie said, it's about one-tenth done. Hmm? 4 to 5 acres left. Field X, harvest black beans, plow and plant with sweet potatoes. There's 13 acres there. Field 11, reap suckers and stake the field out. Plant bananas, suckers, and eddos. There's 9 1/3 acres out there. The field 17, rotoplow and plant black beans, 8 acres there. Field 19, harvest black beans, plow then plant kidney beans. There's 10 acres there. Winrow East House, plant with bananas and eddos, 3 acres there. Field 14, plow field and plant beans and cassava, 15 acres there. Field 7, intensive agriculture field. We will do drains and roads and plow to get it ready for planting crops. Last week, well, I think you got this. Last week we grew and harvested black beans, sweet potatoes, and rice. On the 16th, 698 pounds of sweet potatoes. Also harvested 95 pounds of rice. We've got the rice as we're running a race with the blackbirds out there to see who's going to get our rice this year. And I think we're just holding our own out there. And that's why you heard the report that Dad gave that we're picking it a little green and cutting it off. And if you see a tarp laying out here at the side, Comrade Simpson has got the rice laying out there where he can roll it up in there and bring it in when it starts to rain. But we're having to dry it that way. Also, we are going to have some black beans, I think, probably in the next day or two to eat because we had another negligent act. I got permission to use our clothes dryer to dry the black beans in, 200 pounds of them. And I left a brother in charge, and when I left him, I showed him everything to do, and he left one whole sack and didn't dry them. So we tried to dry them the next day, but they had just started to get a little mildew on them. They're good to eat. There's nothing wrong with it eating, but we're afraid if we would go on and dry them out with that little bit of mildew start, if they'd ever get damp or anything, we'd put them away. We can take a chance of losing them. So what we're saying is when we ask you to do a job, especially at this harvesting time, the people that are in charge that tell me I don't begin to know a tenth of what I should about farming. I know how to work, I know how to stir people up, and I know how to make people mad. But I have to use every person on this panel to tell me what's happening. And if I come to you and I tell you a way to do something, I haven't taken that on my own. I have conferred with one of my comrades up here that that's their field or that's their specialty, and we want you to follow it out to the T. All right? So much for my report, and I thank you. Anybody here who has any suggestions on how to keep birds out of your field or birds out of your rice field, could you turn in your suggestion to the agriculture office? I just say voice them all, out loud right now.
Don't speak like birds, one at a time. Ask you for some recommendations. Anybody know enough to stand on your own or to bumble like a bunch of clucking hens?
Always when I raised the garden, we'd make something like a scarecrow, and we'd take the bottoms out of, vegetable cans, those little round pieces that come out the can, and stick a hole in it and tie a string on it and tie it on the arm of the scarecrow, and the wind, catch it like this, that scares him away too.
I hope it's not the kind of birds we got over here on these goddamn wires. They don't even get scared when you shoot them. What?
You don't have to make the scarecrows. You can just take some poles and put some wire across them and take the tin tops and string them on the wire. And the wind, it'll hang them down. And when the wind blow, let them hit together and they'll scare the birds away.
You got it. Oh, shit. What are they damn? Let's shoot the bird and eat them. By the way, someone gave I don't know, the driver hadn't always been that. You caught a turtle and you gave the turtle to a wave. Should have done that. That should have been brought here to put in for our children as more nutritional food, great big land turtle, and you gave it away. I met him right in the damn drive. He said, well, it was given to me by one of you. And I almost wanted to take it back, but it caused quite a public relations problem. Don't give anything away. These turtles are delicious food.
Yeah, the turtle was found on our road, and when the guy picked it up, he put it in the back, and he asked me if he could have it. I said, no, we're going to keep it. And then when I drove up in the truck, before I could turn the truck around, he asked Bob Rankin if he could have it, and Bob said yes. And that's when all the guests were standing right there in front of him. He had got out of the truck and picked it up. I didn't know who it was.
You had to get this food, Bob. I'm telling you, there's a protein lack in some people. The beans are going to help a great deal in this, but we're not great protein lack, but we can always use the extra. And turtle is one of the most delicious and rare meats there are. I don't make turtle soup. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I know that man's not. I don't particularly like that man. It would have made a difference if it had been public relations with some people, but I don't like it. Anybody arrogant enough to pick up a damn turtle, and you guys ought to have been looking around to find it yourself. You people ought to look when you go through there. There's a lot of things you could see like that. Turtles, and they're great big ones. Now, he's going to kill it, so we might as well have.
He asked me what we use the turtle for, and I told him that we ate them all the time. I said, well, we find them all the time, and we eat them. We put them in our soup, and he agreed. Yes, as a matter of fact, that's what he said he was going to do with it.
He did it. People will be observant enough out there. You could run into a lot of things that would help our protein. Well, don't make that mistake again, anyone here. Okay?
Yes. In the last
two or three times that I've been out in this area here in the jungle, right in the front end of the jungle, we've found several of these, what they call a bush turkey. It's a powie, so it's rather a large bird, but it's all black except a large area of white under its tail. And they're pretty good eating, and I think maybe if somebody go over there hunting, I found a flock of about a half a dozen of them over there. And
what field?
Are these powies? Powies is the name of the bird.
I know what they are. What field?
It's in that road that's directly west of Camp 1, right down into the jungle there, all the way back across the field into the jungle.
Well, can the arrow, the bow and arrow do that?
Yes, if you had somebody good enough and get to them,
anybody good enough, Travis.
I'm sorry to say, I'm the only one that at this time that I know of here that is accurate in the range.
Why don't you try it? Your luck at one. With an arrow won't frighten you. If we don't, we can use our licensed guns. We have no weapons. Anybody ever ask if you have guns? No, no. Guyana has licensed some. Plus, we do not admit that to anybody coming in. Guyana doesn't care, but it can hurt our people back there because they say we're an armed camp going to come back and take over the United States. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you see those guns. We don't have them. Obviously, don't see them. And we remember certain things because we don't want our people hurt back there. If you want your freedom here, because I'll be back there if they start on our people. I'm telling you, I'm not going to let them be up against the wall. You better all breathe a sigh of deep, deep concern and work hard so we can get them over here and quit wasting, because if one of them gets into some difficulty due to our stupid mouths or some traitor, there will be quite a reaction to me from me. And all those who cause it will regret it. And I do mean that, and I can carry out my word. Please. There are a number of things you talk about constantly. They ask you to get your mail. Don't see you. You better hear. Wake up, you see you. If you remember what you want to, then open your big fat mouth. Well, we got somebody here. You get your mail? Yes, I get my own mail. Anybody help you write it? No, I don't need any help to write it. You understand what I'm saying? You better not say anything else. Now, you better get your ears open. Don't make any mistake now. Don't you make any mistake. And some of you like to make mistakes. You like to end of the world and then make a mistake. Okay? What else was it? Obviously, we don't have to talk about beatings, whipping. We don't do that. We don't hit people, except one here today. And that was not, that's done with the total disapproval of this body. And another one is now permanently in mental care because she bit. And I've warned you people to watch her, but some people think that I'm inhumane when I say those people should be kept under medical care. Any society keeps people under care. That woman tried to kill me with the cutlass. If I hadn't had a revelation and looked around, she'd have cut my head off. Or D. Dennis. Now today, when she was required to take her medicine, she talked about slave camps and all so forth and so on, because she was required to take her medicine and then turned around and bit to the end of the bone, into the skin, with one of the Simon brothers, Mike Simon. Now I'm telling you one thing, and required tetanus. So she is permanently isolated from this community, and Guyana and the United States, anybody else would support us in that. So I don't care about that, but we don't talk about that either. But I'm not letting nuts run loose. We're not going to have violence done to anybody. So don't play your nutty game. And don't carry on with hysterical fits, because we're not going to reward them. Stop your hysterics. That's why I said, come off of your game earlier tonight to someone. Don't play any hysterical fits here. You go mad, we'll treat you with a straitjacket. I'm sick of this shit. Now, we do not obviously have sermons on the air. We don't have sermons 6 hours in every field, the PA system. We only have PA system in central area of the communities. We don't have them in the fields at all. That's asinine. What else? You better get this stuff in your brain. We don't bury babies and punish them by burying them. We don't bury seniors up to their heads. We don't bury people in boxes. We don't put people in boxes.
What the hell else?
We don't make our seniors go naked, yes. Or go barefooted.
What?
We don't give a damn who marries who. Nobody has to get approval for marriage. That's ridiculous. People don't even have to get legally married. That's their choice. We don't impose rules on the community that way. So don't.
What is it?
All families live together, of course. They have their own individual homes and plenty of room and all we want to eat and all kinds of variety of food. And we have protein. That means meat in every meal. And you do have it in one form or another. Protein and meat is the same thing. You understand? Plenty of fruit. And you better not complain to them, you, not one, to anybody that comes in here. You hear me? And don't start no more crap, because I've had enough of it. Don't go out and start no more crap. I'll haunt your ass clear down. I don't care where you hide. You hide in a ballyhoo in the swamps of Mississippi. I found one of the suckers in West Germany. Nobody hearing from him these days either. Take note, child. Take note. Don't mess with this movement. We're trying to harm no one and never have harmed anybody. We're peace-loving people, but don't try to hurt my people and get my people in trouble back there. Don't you do that. You can't hurt us here, but don't you do it. I mean, don't be mouthing off in front of people that come in here. You know who they are. They may come in, well, most people come in very friendly, but you don't know CIA. Someone can infiltrate, a reporter can come in under false disguise. You've got to be aware. Why, God damn it, even the Rolling Stones spoke of thousands of reporters working for the CIA. And I gave you a story about one, named the same as our dear Rose Peterson that I healed from cancer when she was in the Georgetown Hospital and the doctors gave her up. She has the same name she did. You remember that name? Who was that name? How many know that name, Rose Peterson, connected this very week with the news? New York Times Foreign Edition spoke about it. What did the woman do? She worked for the CIA and was acting like she was an innocent member of the U.S. Embassy, a consul. And she was putting them poisoned in a rock and explosives and slipping around in the buses of Moscow and hid it under a bridge. Playing an all-American girl, and good Christian, beauty queen. Now, my God, she's even in the USA, she's not popular. What is it?
What's that? Oh, okay.
So she's not happy doing that cloak and dagger work. Even though she got paid money, she has to stay in exile in the Miami community. Not associated with anybody. You don't know who the hell anybody is anymore. You don't know who the hell. So your best practice is to, you can talk about how happy you are and how wonderful it is to ask how you like the place. Well, who wouldn't like the place? Hear what I'm saying? Who wouldn't love the good food and the good television and the wonderful shows? By the way, they tell me that I can't show these televisions because we cannot get the generator stabilized. Is there no way electricians... we've got electrical problem, mean too, and the transformer should have been put on a priority. Is there no way that when that current is going below par that we can disconnect, someone monitored? I hate to be put without television. Television is one of the great educators that we have. How many remember the golden years and printed on your heart? Last night was a hell of a good movie, but I saw that it was a remarkable take-up, just exactly what U.S. hospitals do. It's exactly what they do, and yet a comedy of comedies. Take off on all the religious nuts, and it's so goddamn true, and yet it's so goddamn funny. You'd laugh about it if you didn't, if you were living in it, you wouldn't. If you were in those hospitals. It really happens every day. How many saw the hospital? You must see it. It's going to be required. Tomorrow night, set it up for tomorrow night to see it. Those who haven't seen it, see it tomorrow night. It is funnier than hell, George C. Scott. And you'll laugh your ass through it. But you'll know. You say, oh, no, that can't happen. Somebody said, well, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous? I remember Helen Swinney, who was going to help this cause. They were the best surgeon in the Ukiah and the best orthopedic specialist. We're going to operate her knee. So she was going to collect some money for this church, and she hadn't even had a fall. She was just saying so. And by God, they're going to operate her. They said, yes, the x-rays say you got it. That's a bunch of butchers that want to do that. And what?
They operated on Cleese's wrong knee?
No. Debbie Curtin, I don't know about Cleese. They did operate on Cleese's wrong knee? And they were going to operate on Mike. Mike Lund, though, by that time, he was getting goddamn concerned. He put an X on the knee. He said, he put an X on the knee. That's the only thing saved him.
That's right.
They had his ass run in there to Mount Zion Hospital. They're going to operate the wrong knee. He said, no, this is not the knee. Mike was pretty wise. He was scheduled for somebody else's operation. I mean, that's crazy shit that goes on at U.S. hospitals. Took the transfusion. You heard the crap we brought nurses on the floor. They took out the life-saving intravenous, cut the bells off. And one old fucker that was committing murder in this movie, he said, well, I knew the way I could get by with the murders was to ring my bell. I knew that would guarantee me an hour and a half. That's the damn truth. You ring your damn bell in the hospital, they'll all ignore you in U.S. hospitals. So he said the best way he could know he'd have time enough to carry out his murders was to ring the bell. Nobody came. Funny, but it's true. You don't know what you've been saved from. But this time some of you have been operated and they've been taking out shit in your bodies. Over one-third of all cancer surgeries unnecessary in USA. Something like one-half of the breast surgeries. You saved yourself from a lot. You need to be grateful for what you have. You say the wonderful medicine, 60-some people in the medical profession here. Wait, where do you ever see a ratio of adults? That's one out of five adults devoted to your medical care. That's quite a program. Now, you've seen it, better wake up, and you better give the right answer, because I better have nobody getting up and saying, well, when they say somebody comes in, how you feel? I fell off the top bunk of the bed. We'll see if you can fall off the two bunks the next time. Yes.
Well, first of all, there's a standby generator which we plan to reinstall over here, and we hope to run another line from it to isolate this system. That, we hope, will solve a lot of the problem. There is no guarantee on that for sure, but we don't accept by trying it. But we are pretty sure it will help a lot.
Is there any way we can monitor so we can cut it off when we see the low voltage come in? Because I'm facing indefinite? Are we going to face all the sets burned down or what?
Dan, when we run this,
can they monitor it?
Yes, and also on the standby generator.
But they don't, Professor Chopper says, they don't.
When a color goes out, and that thing goes black and white, you got low voltage. If it keeps flickering like that, you might as well turn the thing off, as far as I'm concerned, unless someone has got a better opinion, because the last time we blew the thing out, we were out 4 months without that equipment, and we're going to do it again if we keep running it on its fluctuating low voltage. That's the way it looks to me.
Well, we're finna run a whole new line through here, a single line for a generator that can handle this kind of TV just alone. It won't be mixed up with the radio.
Nevertheless, like we said, we still cannot guarantee
it. I've understood that amperage, wattage to run a radio, though they may call it 600 watts, is actually 2,000 watts. And I understand some of the radio operators say it's not true. What is it?
I'm not sure. We'll have to look at the book. They say, I looked today. We had a big argument with that. And the radios alone, it takes 300 watts to run them a piece. I can get a book showing anybody wants to see right now.
I can't dispute what you read, but I've always heard that we were putting out. I've heard you talking over the doing this Q-sewing that we used to do all night with these fuckers, that you're doing a lot of it now. I don't appreciate that much. Build up goodwill, but they would say that it was actually 2,000 watts.
Yeah, when we use the amplifier, but we don't use it because they don't have proper voltage for that either.
We always running the wrong voltage in the radio room because the radio is down to about 103 volts right now. And we did a lot of tests just tonight, and there's low voltage, you know, everywhere. I don't know if anything can be done about it, but I know that's one of the reasons we have to go through radio so much is that you run the radios at low voltage so long. That's what messes them up. If it would cut down.
I wonder why we're using one radio after another. We won't have an endless supply of those radios. Got to be stopped, chaps. It's got to be stopped.
There is a leaflet which we got from the States just very recently, which has a type of equipment which will regulate the voltage within 0.5% for up to 15% variation.
Pushing them to get that crap.
And I wanted to put that over the radio as soon as I could.
I told you this afternoon, make them do it. Say it's my order to get it done tonight.
We were in the radio room tonight, and for some reason or other, the radios in there are taking the voltage down 60 volts, just in that room alone. Now, for some reason or other, I cannot believe that something's not happening out here at the same time with the voltage, but the operators say that nothing happens out here when the voltage drops in there 60 volts. When we operated both radios at the same time in there tonight, it dropped the voltage 60 volts in there. Also, I brought this up to Chris today, and I'm going to bring it up again because I still think it's wrong. I suggested that this third line be run in here before you moved the generator. And you went ahead and said, no, that wasn't necessary. You switched generators. You didn't help the problem at all. Now you're going to switch back and run the third line. I think that you should take a note and listen to people more than what you do. I think you have a problem that you don't listen to people. And I think from what I heard in the meeting today, even your comrades on the electrical crew also suggested that this third line be run before these generators were switched. I'd like to have you answer, Chris, as to why you went ahead and switched generators when now you're switching them back again. It costs a great deal of time to do this.
Something like this has happened where they gave you a suggestion and you just override it. Another time, we acquired some motors, very expensive motors, and they told you don't wire a certain way, and we lost $1,500 on those motors. So why don't you follow instructions from your fellow people that work with you?
Okay, to begin with, they had their idea about the wiring.
Yes. And just a second, too, we do have a law, so when somebody's on the floor, if you're a companion or in a relationship, you're supposed to be on the floor with them.
Okay, to begin with, as far as this line is concerned, they had their idea about it, and I have my idea about it, and there was no particular, you know, we didn't know for sure which was which. Now, in the end, I did agree with them that we'd try it because other methods were exhausted. But as far as this generator is concerned, it was a simple matter of it would take less time to change the generator out and try it than it would be to run an extra line.
Cost are you going to have here? We've got, my God almighty, $500,000 here already in supplies to, you know, we got to call all from the States. I haven't got a $500,000, guidance. I haven't got it. No way, shape, nor form. Now, what have you got in electrical? It's got $200,000 already, nearly, U.S. What is the electrical cost to get this up to this? I haven't got it in the States. I just have not got it.
It appears that our biggest cost will be in transformers and other equipment for power line supply.
Can you give me some rough estimation? Well, I'm going to have to run a runner, but and then I'm afraid to do it. I'm going to have to transfer things back out of some socialist country.
In reference to the transformers, it looks like to be able to standardize so that we'd be able to get more transformers in the future, we would not be able to get them from the States because that's not standard in other countries. So our biggest cost will not be going to the States for transformers. It appears as of now.
Have to go.
From feedback we got over the radio just a couple days ago, is a possibility we could get transformers here in Guyana, sure, which would be adequate, but the engineer apparently is not sure whether they're available. Also, he said something about transformers in England.
Whatever. Any place you have to go outside, you have to go back to the dollar, unless the economic market falls, and that's what U.S. capitalism
agreed to do to restrict U.S. people's ability to have oil, or even there'll be layoffs in their jobs. There'll be a total cutback in many of the oil-dependent industries and the driving of your vehicles. That's the only way they can strengthen the dollar. Otherwise, there'll be a new medium of exchange. However, in the meantime, everywhere we go, we have to convert back to dollars to buy. So I'm still wanting to know what is the guesstimation of what we're going to have to pay for electrical equipment to bring us up to what is par.
My records are back in the shop. I'm not sure exactly the price. I hate to say something right now without looking at it. It's gonna be a lot of money. But if I could get just a matter of a minute, so I could go down there and get my prices on.
I'm going apeshit, wondering what the hell we're gonna do. We sell everything we have. We haven't got this because what one thing we're selling will not be. Well, I won't go to that, but it will. It'll net us, but it will net us in a different form. Yes.
They told me that the Sun Cottage was on a hotline, and today everything just went off except one fluorescent light just barely was burning. And I'm afraid that this is going to damage the machine something terrible, and if it goes on tomorrow, we won't be able to run them at all.
Blackout day here. We have to have all electricity will be stopped on Thursday. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
Because we have to repair generators. Part of this is generators.
That's the reason you had blackout. The lights went dim today because the generator, they're going to overhaul it. It's got a problem in the generator.
So plan your day to not need electricity on Thursday. All can work in the farm on that day. All people, depending upon electricity, sowing, and so forth, we can devote our time to agriculture that day. We'll need every hand. Divert the industry.
Rob, you want to ask about the chicken? We'll get a standby generator for you.
Thank you. Where's the question? Yes, Larry, quickly.
I was wondering, when you have the sawmill going around the clock, is the present generator going to be ample to handle that and the other needs?
What we're going to do is we're going to set up certain equipment in the sawmill. I'm going to have to run on a time schedule so that, right, but only certain, during certain times it'll be, because there are certain pieces of equipment take a lot more electricity than others. So there are several things that are going to have to be run during a certain time of the day when there's not, you know, as much equipment throughout Jonestown running. We're going to have to shut down, there's going to be certain times a day we're going to have to shut down the mechanics and the machine shop in order to run this equipment in the sawmill.
Well, what I gather from what you're saying then is we don't have ample electricity to realistically run a sawmill in our other industries. And so that's what you're saying to me.
That has been a problem for quite some time, Larry, that the generator is right up to the end. We've been there, and we've been there for a long time. What we're going to do is run the edger, which is a 20-horsepower machine, from 12 to 1 in the afternoon when everybody is eating and not using the machinery. We've done this before in the workshop. Then we're going to turn it back on again around 5:30 at night, which means the fellows will have to knock off in the workshop at 5:30 and start cleaning up, or at least do work that doesn't require electrical equipment, and run it for 2 hours then from 5:30 to 7:30, which is also in the daylight, and your light load will be extremely light at that time. And 3 hours on that big machine in any 24-hour period will usually carry you through the following workday. No, it has nothing to do with, we're not shutting the generator down, we're only shutting down the workshop, so it has nothing to do with the water. Oh, the water in this area, yes, the pump will be off all day on Thursday.
Not for the kitchen area, just in the east house well.
Okay. So the total price to get our system as we have it presently, of just transformers alone, it costs about $15,600. And that does not include the industrial area or the new housing areas which we plan to install.
Well, give me what you have a projection on. That makes me... Okay.
Now, as far as we wrote up a projection for to include everything which would be in the industrial area, the buildings which they gave me, and as well as here, the housing, everything, for 100 cottages. And this would include the new generator house, as well as all the equipment used for the generator house, transformers involved. And
you're interested in gathering your goddamn lights? If you want to walk around with the light of your dick, or your wick, there won't be no kerosene for it.
A rebuild, another rebuild generator and a juncture generator, all that includes, it came to about $48,000, something like that. No, not in addition.
The total.
That's total.
That's all electrical, then I'll be out of the wood?
That would be,
another one.
A rebuilt generator. It was just like the 6-1 we have that they're working on now, as well as a generator, a junkie generator. This would be just the generator parts for the generator, the vacuum part.
Once you have that accomplished, would you be able to run the wood shop and the sawmill around the clock? Because we lose money if we don't run it around the clock. Right?
Once this is all purchased and installed, we would be. Yeah.
Well, they asked me where, I want to know what they're about to say to the ranch.
Supposed to be sold.
Any other monies? And I want to find out what is required. There's a hell of a lot of orders already there. What is required? Somebody taking this down so you can ask the question over there. What is required of what money they have on hand to be used to transport our people here to freedom? How much money they have on hand? How much they're going to have to pay for what they already have ordered there, which are in the tens of thousands? And if there's any left over, if there's not, it means we've got to turn back and take a loss on turning back other assets into dollars. And getting them back in there is not easy. It's not easy to reverse the process.
One thing that this, when this engineer comes in here, will be particularly useful, he'll be able to tell us if there's any way we're overbuying in one area, and he should also be able to tell us if there's we're going to need to buy in other areas. Like,
well, now he wants to know the layout of the project first, mm-hmm. as to location of the industrial site. Do you, and generators, and power lines, et cetera. He wants to know the loading, and how many houses, and the kilowatts per house. Will you please stop talking over there and get back behind me? The amount of horsepower for industrial site. He said the initial conductors must be able to handle the entire 5-year plan. He wants to know the type of wires and equipment, et cetera, so they can be prepared when they come out. Any power plant scheduled for the Northwest District? Of course, that answer is no. You've got to have the answer to these questions. Is there any 2,400-volt systems available in Europe? Yes, there may be in England. England has 3 kV generators. But are switching to 6.5. If above system is not available, are there any transformers in the medium voltage range? Some are in operation here, but he doesn't know if any are for sale. We'll supply names to the co-op. GEC using 4 kV transformers, not sure if they're available. They were purchased from England and Canada. Still a dollar matter. We'll supply the information if we want it. Have you got the layout that he needs?
Bob Christian is working right now on a map, and it's
a little fast on that. That's got to go.
And the loading, I have
an airplane coming in tomorrow. But you could send something back if one of our comrades is able to come in.
The loading on all the everything we have here, as well as the industrial site, I believe all the buildings is already worked out. I've done that previously.
Well,
Well, let me get ready to go. That's what I want to know. All this messing around was going to...
My work is finished. I'm waiting on Bob Christian.
I don't know the names, the calls. I got to get it done. I got to get it in there. So this man, this expert, can come out here.
The drawing itself is ready, except the power poles are not put on yet. They still have to be measured. They have to be measured off.
There you go. By tomorrow, Thursday morning, 4:00. You guys got to get it going.